Shalom, friends, and welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith and the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. And now, for the past 13 years, I've read a chapter of the Gospel of Luke once a day, leading up to through December. This year is completed, and Merry Christmas! So, here's what I would like to do. This is going to be a short one. I'm the only person talking to you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for welcoming guests into this place. And I hope that you today are feeling this absolute, utter, true peace that surpasses all understanding. Because you got to Christmas Day, you strengthen your relationship with the Lord. And now, no matter what happens, you're strengthened and you're calm and you're at peace. So all I'm going to do to finish this off is to read the scripture that is all to do with our bonus gift of peace today. And we're going to end. And I will see you in season two, whenever the Lord lays on my heart the date that should begin. All of the verses are taken from the English Standard Version. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Psalm 29:11. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. Psalm 119:165. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you, Isaiah 26:3. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us, for you have indeed done for us all our works. Isaiah 26:12. First, you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Isaiah 55:12. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your hearts be troubled, neither. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Luke 2:13-14. I'm going to close this in prayer, and I hope that you have the merriest Christmas. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this journey together this month. Thank you for the obedience of Luke and the beautiful account that he has written of the life of your son. Lord, I pray peace over us today. I lift up families that are going through stuff. I lift up families that are just having the best day ever. And Lord, no matter our circumstances, I pray that joy and peace will descend, because it doesn't have anything to do with us. It has everything to do with you. In your son's precious and holy name, amen. You've been listening to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's word. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. John 14:27. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15:13. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Luke 2:13-14. I'm going to close this in prayer, and I hope that you have the merriest Christmas. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this journey together this month. Thank you for the obedience of Luke and the beautiful account that he has written of the life of your son. Lord, I pray peace over us today. I lift up families that are going through stuff. I lift up families that are just having the best day ever. And Lord, no matter our circumstances, I pray that joy and peace will descend, because it doesn't have anything to do with us. It has everything to do with you. In your son's precious and holy name, amen. You've been listening to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's word.